Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. Brethren, Christ is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And you, who once were estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him, provided that you continue in the fight, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which has been preached to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Today's gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 12, verses 48 through 59. The Lord said, "Everyone to whom much is given, of him much will be required, and of him to whom men commit much, they will demand the more. I came to cast fire upon the earth, and would that it were already kindled. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how I am constrained until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For henceforth in one house there will be five divided, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against her mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." He also said to the multitudes, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say at once, 'A shower is coming,' and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, 'There will be scorching heat,' and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? And why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? As you go with your accuser before the magistrate, make an effort to settle with him on the way, lest he drag you to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the officer, and the officer put you in prison. I tell you, you will never get out till you have paid the very last copper." On this day, the 9th of November, we commemorate Nectarios the Wonder Worker, Metropolitan of Pentapolis. Saint Nectarios was born in Selveria of Thrace on October 1, 1846. After putting himself through school in Constantinople with much hard labor, he became a monk on Chios in 1876, receiving the monastic name of Lazarus. Because of his virtue, a year later he was ordained deacon, receiving the new name of Nectarios. Under the patronage of Patriarch Sophronius of Alexandria, Nectarios went to Athens to study in 1882. Completing his theological studies in 1885, he went to Alexandria, where Patriarch Sophronius ordained him priest on March 23, 1886, in the Cathedral of St. Sabas, and in August of the same year, in the Church of St. Nicholas in Cairo, made him archimandrite. Through his eloquent sermons, his unwearying labors to educate fitting men for the priesthood, his generous alms deeds despite his own poverty, and the holiness, meekness, and fatherly love that were manifest in him, he became a shining light and a spiritual guide to many. At the request of certain pious women in 1904, he began the building of his convent of the Holy Trinity on the island of Aegina, while yet dean of the Rosarios School. Finding later that his presence there was needed, he took up his residence on Aegina in 1908, where he spent the last years of his life devoting himself to the direction of his convent and to very intense prayer. He was sometimes seen lifted above the ground while wrapped in prayer. He became the protector of all Aegina, through his prayers delivering the island from drought, healing the sick, and casting out demons. Here also he endured wicked slanders with singular patience, forgiving his false accusers and not seeking to avenge himself. Although he had already worked wonders in his life, an innumerable multitude of miracles had been wrought after his repose in 1920 through his holy relics, which for many years remained incorrupt. There is hardly a malady that has not been cured through his prayers. But St. Nectarios is especially renowned for his healings of cancer for sufferers in all parts of the world. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.